This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I hit the record button, and then I forgot what I said. I had a total brain fart, and I just waited for seconds. I was like, what do I say? What do I say? And then I was like, well, this is too long. I have to stop. So I actually stopped it, and I started a new one. Did you need to know that? No, probably not. But I thought it was kind of funny. My brain just totally broke for a second. Okay, today is February 16th. It is my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. I hope we do something fun. Let's see. So today in the U.S. is Mardi Gras. It is also Shrove Tuesday, which is, it says Pancake Day. So I don't know what that is, but I want to celebrate Pancake Day. It is also Punchki Day. That is how you say that word, but that is not how it is spelled to my brain, or it's spelled differently than how it's pronounced, because it's a Polish word. It is spelled P-A-C-Z-K-I, Punchki. Every year at my office, they get Punchkis, which I don't think we're going to be able to do anymore, but it's a fun day. I can't eat them anymore because I'm vegan, but I have gotten a couple of vegan punchkis, and they're very, very good. So if anybody wants to send me... No, I can't do that. Okay. I forgot to say the other holidays. Let's bring this back. In Canada, Puerto Rico, and Portugal, it is also Carnival / Shrove Tuesday, so that's also Pancake Day. In Lithuania, it is the Day of Restoration of the State of Lithuania, so that sounds good. In Serbia, it is Statehood of Republic of Serbia, second day. It's the second day of that. How many days are that? In India, it is Vasant Panchami. Vasant Panchami. I hope I said that correctly. I don't know what that is. In Argentina, Chile, Puerto Rico, Brazil, and Portugal, it is Carnival Tuesday. And then in Uruguay, it is the end of Carnival. Clearly, this is the time of year where people just want to party and eat tasty foods. Okay, so first word is cargo, noun from 1657. The goods or merchandise conveyed in a ship, airplane, or vehicle. Synonym is freight. This is a Spanish word, I guess. It means load or charge, from cargar, which means to load, from Latin caricare, and there's more at the word charge. Next is cargo cult. Yes, like a cult who they just love the cargo on a ship. I don't know. This is two words, noun from 1949. Any of various Melanesian religious groups characterized by the belief that material wealth can be obtained through ritual worship. And the examples of material wealth are money or manufactured goods. So they believe that if they do rituals, they can get material wealth. What do you think of that? Do you think that... Oh, I just have so many questions. Personally, I'm not sure if we need to focus so much on material wealth. And I'm not sure if ritual worship is the way to go about it anyway. But hey, maybe it works for them. Okay, next we have cargo pants. Something that a lot of people hate, but I'm going to be honest, I often wear them because they're practical. I like the pockets. But, you know, these days, I'm just a pajama man. So cargo pants, two words, noun from 1980. Pants with cargo pockets, typically on the sides of the legs at thigh level. I'm sure that they were created before 1980, but maybe they didn't come up with the name until then. And I never really thought about it. I never really thought about the name. Why are they called cargo pants? It's probably because you have more space on your legs to hold some cargo. You put the your wallet is cargo, your phone is cargo, your headphones are cargo, whatever you got, it's just cargo. And I think it's just funny that it was coined in the year that I was born. So maybe I'm meant to wear cargo pants. Probably not. Next is cargo pocket, noun from 1974. A large pocket, usually with a flap and a pleat. So yeah, that's the pocket on the side of the cargo pants. But the cargo pocket was invented before the pants? 6 years? What was this pocket put on before it was put on pants? Next we have a car hop, noun from 1937. One who serves customers at a drive-in restaurant. This was just combining car plus hop, as in bellhop. So hop is its own suffix, it looks like, when we get to the H's. Let's see. So yes, that's all I got to say about that one. Next we have carib. I think it's something like that, or carib. Capital C-A-R-I-B. Noun from 1555. One, a member of an Indian people of northern South America and the Lesser Antilles. Two, the language of the Caribs. So this is from, let's see, Spanish word Caribe, which is of Cariban origin. I think Cariban would be the language, probably. We'll learn more about that in the next one. And then there's more at the word cannibal. So I'm wondering if, were there cannibals in the Carib area? Okay, so next we have Cariban. You could say Cariban. You could say Cariban. Cariban, I think maybe that's better. So it's the same, we just added an A-N with a capital C. Noun from 1901. One, a member of a group of Indian peoples of South America and the Lesser Antilles. And Indian, in this case, it means indigenous. You know, these are the people who are indigenous to that area. Number two, the language family comprising the language of the Cariban peoples. I want to say it right. Next we have, okay, so this is a word that I had, I remember having, it felt like a very heated conversation with a friend of mine when we were in, we were in Walt Disney World in 1988, and there was Pirates of the Caribbean. There was that whole thing, and obviously that became a whole movie franchise. But one of us was saying, no, you got to say it Caribbean, and the other one was saying, you got to say it Caribbean. And I don't really remember who said which, but to this day, every time I see that word or hear that word or say that word, I think of that conversation that Gabe and I had, and I want to say it both ways. I don't know. Caribbean, well, both are fine. You could say Caribbean, you could say Caribbean, and that one, the other one isn't all that different. So anyway, you could say it both ways. You do you. Adjective from 1772, of or relating to the Caribs, the Eastern and Southern West Indies, or the Caribbean Sea. I think my brain just wants to say Caribbean, but I'm fine with Caribbean. Okay, next is Caribe, C-A-R-I-B-E, Caribe, noun from 1863. Synonym is piranha. Oh, you got to watch out for those Caribes. Oh, and this is from the Spanish Carib, which is, or Carib, however you want to say it, which is cannibal. So piranhas, I don't know if I would call them cannibals, because I don't know if they eat each other, but they definitely go to town on some other animals. Okay, next we have caribou, or caribou, C-A-R-I-B-O-U, noun from circa 1665. A large gregarious deer of Holarctic taiga and tundra that usually has palmate antlers in both sexes, and that is used especially for one of the New World, and also just called reindeer. So reindeer are caribou? I guess I always thought they were different animals. Let's see, the scientific name is Rangifer tarandus. I think that's Rangifer tarandus. There's a lot of words that I am not familiar with in here. Taiga? I don't think I've heard that one. Palmate? Why are the antlers palmate? Anyway, we'll learn about those later. This is Canadian French from the Mi'kmaq word Yalapu. Mi'kmaq, I'm guessing, is a language. Never heard of that. I think that's awesome. And then Yalapu, Y-A-L-I-P-U. And then we changed it into caribou. Next we have caricature, C-A-R-I-C-A-T-U-R-E. First form. And yes, this one will have some synonym information. So caricature is a noun from 1712. One, exaggeration by means of often ludicrous distortion of parts or characteristics. Two, a representation, especially in literature or art, that has the qualities of caricature. That would be exaggeration. Three, a distortion so gross as to seem like caricature. Caricatural, wow, there's a lot of different ways that you can pronounce that. Caricatural, a lot of people just use their mouth in different ways. And then that is an adjective, and then caricaturist is a noun. This is from Italian, caricatura, and that literally means the act of loading. So I don't understand how that's connected. Act of loading to exaggeration? I'm not sure. It's from caricare, which means to load. Here we go with the synonyms. Caricature, burlesque, parody, and travesty mean a comic or grotesque imitation. Caricature implies ludicrous exaggeration of the characteristic features of a subject, as in caricatures of politicians in cartoons. Burlesque implies mockery, especially through giving a serious or lofty subject a frivolous treatment, as in a nightclub burlesque of a trial in court. Well, that would be a very interesting burlesque show. Parody applies especially to treatment of a trivial or ludicrous subject in the exactly imitated style of a well-known author or work, as in a witty parody of a popular novel. And we all know Weird Al is the master of parody music. And travesty implies that the subject remains unchanged, but that the style is extravagant or absurd, as in, this production is a travesty in the opera. Okay, that is... So, let's go on to the second form of caricature. It is a verb, a transitive verb from circa 1771, to make or draw a caricature of, and then also just represent in caricature, as in, the portrait caricatured its subject. When I was in eighth grade, we went on a class trip to Great America, Six Flags Great America in the Chicago area, and my two friends and I decided to get a caricature made of us, which I just think is the funniest thing ever. So, I don't know, maybe I'll post a picture. I think I've got a photo of that. One of us still has the physical copy. I don't remember if it's me or one of the other guys, but maybe I should get their permission to see if I can post that. Anyway, it's just a funny picture. I love caricatures. I think they're great. Okay, now we have our last word. I would want to pronounce it caries. I think that's how you say it. Caries. C-A-R-I-E-S. Noun from 1634. A progressive destruction of bone or tooth, especially tooth decay. Your tooth is caries? I don't know. This is Latin. It means decay. It is akin to the old Irish aratrin, which means it decays. I'm sure I did not say that word correctly, but there you go. Aratrin, decaying. Fun. Okay, this episode is decaying, so let us read the words. Cargo, cargo cult, cargo pants, cargo pocket, car hop, Carib, Cariban, Caribbean, Caribe, Caribi, actually, Caribou, now I can't even say my words correctly, Caribou, Caricature, and Caries. Let's see. Well, there's a couple of good ones. I think I'm going to pick caricature as the word of the episode, just because, I don't know, they've actually played a really big, important part in our world, more than you would probably think. So let's have some more caricatures out there. And did I sing anything? I don't know if I did. Caricature, caricature, when you draw something funny, it's a caricature. That's good enough. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.